Kennecott has asked the state of Michigan to allow an underground mine just west of Marquette near Lake Superior. The manager of the so-called Eagle Project is John Cherry. He says the mine would be relatively small, but high in grade, meaning a lot of nickel ore.
The higher grade the commodity of interest is, the easier it is to mine that product.
Cherry says constructing the mine would take about 18 months, mining would last about 7 years, and closing down the mine would take about 2 years. He says several hundred jobs would be created. Michigan has just passed new mining regulations, but Cherry says with a $10 million water treatment plant, electronic leak detectors, and other technology, the mine would meet the new standards. However, the location of the proposed mine near the headwaters of the Salmon Trout River worries a local Native American tribe and environmental and conservation groups, including in Wisconsin. Laura Hewitt is with Trout Unlimited in Madison. She says the Salmon Trout River is the only spawning area for the coaster brook trout on Lake Superior's south shore.
This is a sulfide ore body of mine, and when there is a danger of acidic mine runoff from that kind of operation. And so we're very concerned about that kind of pollution problem.
Hewitt says the coaster brook trout are very sensitive to water quality changes. She says the trout were once very abundant in the Lake Superior Basin, drawing the likes of presidents, famous authors, and their fishing poles. Trout Unlimited is trying to restore the population of the fish. Kennecott says after cleaning the wastewater from the mine, the water would be piped into the groundwater aquifer, meaning large volumes of water would not be rushing into the river. Even so, the Sierra Club has asked that the coaster brook trout be declared a federally endangered species on the river, a move that could slow development of the mine. Michigan may hold a public hearing on the mine application this spring. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.